Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Ray Graff, in for Joe Donahue. Organized in 1910, the Women's Club of Albany became a force in the Capital District, serving the community with an emphasis on education, culture, women's rights, and public service. The dedication remains strong more than a century later. We're joined now by three representatives from WCA to tell us more about it. Fran Alschuler is the immediate past president. Charlotte Pryor is the current president. And Monique Waba is the vice president. Thanks all for being here this morning.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Let's go back, not suggesting, Fran, that you were there at the time, but let's let's go back to the beginnings of the Women's Club of Albany, why it was founded, how it was founded, and sort of the conditions of that time.
Actually, it was founded on June 10th, 1910. So this year we'll be 102 years old, and that's the club, Ray. Not us here.
Okay. I can tell. I can tell.
And actually, the women of the time really, you know, they were known by their husbands' names. We didn't even know who the founders, what her first name was. So it was a way for them to be social and to get together. They had departments. They were a vibrant organization that had, they did plays. They were instrumental in civic organizations, but they're also very political and civic-minded mostly. They organized the first trash pickup in Albany. They organized the first, before women could vote, they lobbied to have the first female probation officer in Albany. So they have a long and rich history. And as you move through up to about the 60s or 70s, the sort of work where women were just staying at home was really, that was a thing of the past, and the membership started dwindling. Mm. At one time, there were 700 members of the Women's Club.
And how many are there today?
Right now, we have about 145. Mm-hmm. At one point, almost 10 years ago, there were three.
Wow.
And their ages were 89, 93, and 94.
So there is a comeback.
There is a comeback.
Why
a
do you think that is? Why?
The reason was that there were some women in the community who actually, Marcia Toliff, who owns El Loco, mm-hmm. was looking for a place to have her 20th celebration of her restaurant. Found out you could rent the Women's Club. Not sure. I think it was very underground. and a group of women came into this historic, gorgeous building that has never been anything but a private home and the Women's Club and said, oh my, look at this fabulous place. There's three elderly women and a caretaker. What can we do to save this? Mm. So basically, they became literally the kitchen table board.
So, Charlotte and Monique, what is the club doing today, and sort of how does it remain vibrant in 2012?
Well, basically, our mission has remained the same. We are still a community organization based on giving back, most specifically to women and children. And we are sort of, we have what we call three dimensions. We are that community. We have that community focus. We do lots of social events. And we also are a rental venue, which, of course, is revenue producing for us.
So the beautiful building, which
the
is
beautiful
at
building,
Madison, right?
Which is on 725 Madison, is being renovated piece by piece. It is still a fabulous, beautiful building available for rent.
Is this an organization that you could categorize in any point on the political spectrum, or is this a wide-ranging group of women?
Totally wide-ranging. We have a great diversity, and we try to encourage that, of course. And with the change in our demographics, we're trying to go with different programming, which will attract different diversity.
Such as? What programs are we talking about?
Well, we have partnered with the Black Women's Association of Albany. We've had some programs together in the past. We'll be doing, we have a meeting coming up, so we're going to be probably doing a tea with them. Mm-hmm. We have various educational, a lot of us volunteer in the schools. We have Jumping Guys, the...
I think we have a lot more active programming. For the past year, we've been having yoga classes on Thursday evenings, and that seems to be drawing some new people. We had our first ever cabin fever dance, where about 75 of us learned some ballroom dancing techniques. This Saturday, we're actually having a hike. So I think as we get some younger members, there's interest in that kind of programming.
We are speaking this morning with Fran Alschuler, the immediate past president, Charlotte Pryor, the current president, and Monique Waba, the vice president of the Women's Club of Albany. It started in 1910, and of course at that time, women couldn't vote. So there was a political angle to this group, and I don't know how much they pushed the envelope, the suffrage envelope. Not much?
Some of them were very much against it. I mean, they were truly a wide-ranging group of women. And we purposely, we are 501c3, mm-hmm. so we do not have a political bent at all. But what we do have is a mission to help women and children, and we have many different activities that we do. And Charlotte, you've got to mention Celebrate the Season.
Okay.
We do our largest fundraiser of the year is called Celebrate the Season, and it happens around the holidays in December, and it involves basically two teas, and our house is just made for fabulous teas.
Really?
We have
I go?
You absolutely.
Can go. Really?
You can go. We have a fabulous tea lady, Linda from Divinity. We have a harpist. We have raffles. We have silent auctions. And they are just wonderful. And remember, it's the holidays, and this house is decorated. The mantles are beautiful. We have trees upstairs. And it is just beautiful. Besides the two teas, we also have a holiday party that we call a magical evening on Madison Avenue. And we literally have a magician come in, and he does magic for all of us, one-on-one magic. And it is totally a social evening, and we all have a wonderful time. And it's all for a good cause. We split our profits between the Women's Club and a chosen charity. This past year, it was Trinity Alliance, and we gave them well over $7,000 towards their Race to 10,000 Words. And we're so very proud of that. This year, the recipient will be the next step, which is a woman's recovery unit on Holland Avenue.
That's wonderful. You know, are there women's clubs in other cities that you network with, or is this just you?
Basically, there is an affiliation called the Greater Federation of Women's Clubs, but we don't belong to that any longer. Our focus changed from some of the activities we were doing, plus we have the added responsibility of caring for the historic clubhouse. And most women's clubs did not have that. But that is another. We're right in the middle of a restoration. We've been very fortunate to get many grants. We have tireless members who are working on it. We're a very well-kept secret, but hopefully no more.
Well, exactly.
That's right. Hopefully no more. So you have the teas coming up. You have the holiday party coming up. What sort of civic engagement will we be seeing in 2012, 2013?
Well, in addition to our fundraising, we also make our house available to other organizations. So every second Thursday of the month, we donate our house to Dining for Women, which is where a group of women come together, and the money they would have spent on a dinner out, they put into a basket, and then they learn about a woman's cause around the world. Last month, it was Afghani women, and then the money went to that organization. We also are the host for graduation ceremonies for Sponsor a Scholar. The club also does collections as needed. Most recently, we donated housewares to the fire victims in the Mansion neighborhood. And we also do a lot of community service. We will be this year continuing to maintain the flower garden at Equinox, the domestic violence shelter. Mm-hmm. And this spring, we plan on participating in the Fryhofer's Community Walk for the first time.
Oh, very nice.
And we hope we get lots of sponsors. and very exciting, relative to you, Reyes will be volunteering for WAMC's Spring Fun Drive.
No. You'll be here?
Yes, we'll be here.
Women's Club Day.
Have you been here before for this?
I've been here personally, but not the Women's Club.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Well, get ready for some starchy foods. Yeah, we got plenty of coffee, and it's not that good. But, you know, no tea. Oh, well, maybe we can have some tea. That might not be a bad idea. So you have a website, and we should talk about that and maybe point some people who might be interested.
Sure. We have a new website. It's womensclubofalbany.com. And it's women's in the singular.
Is it .org or .com?
No, it's .com now.
Oh,
it's
it is.
A new website.
Okay, I'll change that
and
in my script.
And it has 10 pages of information that really run the gamut. It's really reflective of how the organization has grown and the variety of things that we do. We have a calendar on the very first page that details all our events. We also share interesting events that we don't sponsor. So once you join the club, you're really tapped into a much larger network.
It really is something, you know, something I knew nothing about. So I'm very happy you were here today, Fran Alschuler, Charlotte Pryor, and Monique Waba, to learn more about the Women's Club of Albany, their mission, their upcoming events. You can visit Women's Club. I have it both ways on my script.
With an A.
Womensclubofalbany.com right. Now, or call 518-465-3626. That's womensclubofalbany.org or by phone 518. Oh, it's .com. All right. You know what?
This script, it's an A and it's a com.
This script goes in for revision. 465-3626. Thank you very much, ladies. We appreciate it very much. The club is located at 725 Madison Avenue in Albany. Fran, Charlotte, Monique, thanks for being here. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.